explorations of Zen will always come back to emptiness. But now, for a few moments, let's explore duality. I'll begin with another Zen koan, which describes three men observing a flag fluttering in the breeze. One man says, "The flag is moving." The second man says, "The wind is moving." The third man says, "You're both wrong. It's your mind that's moving." Okay, to understand this point, know that as you observe your life, it's your mind that's moving, creating the illusion that your world of reality exists as it does. Zen perceives all as a unity. Life is a totality, and you're simply part of it. When you don't acknowledge dualities such as the flag moving or the wind moving, or dualities such as you and me, material world and spiritual world, right and wrong, success and failure, moral and immoral, the dualities cease to exist. In removing the dualities, there is nothing to worry about, for all is perfect tranquility. However, to experience your world without dualities, you must detach from your illusions about reality and recognize that it exists only as that which you experience. And you can always choose to experience reality as a hostile separateness or a tranquil oneness. It's up to you. This kind of mental detachment allowed the samurai to rise above the effects of fear. It also allows the Zen-oriented individual to be perfectly tranquil in the midst of noisy, crowded, or chaotic environments. Naturally, you fear misfortune and desire good luck. But when the distinction is examined, misfortune often turns out to be good fortune, and good fortune to be misfortune. So the wise soul learns to meet life's changing circumstances with an equitable spirit, being neither elated by success or depressed by failure. Things are not good or bad. They just are. There's a story that makes this point very well. It's about a poor man whose only horse ran away. When the neighbor heard of this, he said, "Oh, how unfortunate you are." The man replied, "We'll see." The next day, the stallion returned, leading an entire herd of wild horses right into the man's corral. This time the neighbor said, "Oh, how lucky you are." And again, the man replied, "We'll see." Then, a few days later, when the man's son was trying to break one of the wild horses, the boy fractured his leg. Upon hearing this, the neighbor said, "Oh, what a terrible tragedy." And again, the man replied, "We'll see." And shortly thereafter, a war broke out and soldiers visited all the farms drafting young man into the army. Because of his broken leg, the boy was exempted. "Oh, how fortunate," said the neighbor. And the man replied, "We'll see." You get my point. The idea is to stop labeling, stop judging, stop simplifying complicated matters down to black and white explanations. Life is never all black or all white. Buddha's teachings point us to non-duality, away from the discriminating concept of two conflicting points of view. It's usually a mistake for people to seek something that is supposed to be good and right, and to flee from another supposed to be bad and evil. The object of Zen study is to obtain a new viewpoint, a viewpoint in which you live in the now, accept what is, experience detached mind, go with the flow, choose tranquility, and minimize dualities. Once you have acquired a true Zen viewpoint, it's called Satori. A Zen life begins with the opening of Satori, which is defined as intuitive looking into, opposed to intellectual, logical understanding.